Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Stephen Russo is here. Stephen's back. He's the executive VP of Eclipsis. And folks, Stephen, when you told us about Eclipsis before, pre-pandemic, I was pretty impressed. I think you know that. And I was, you have a unique technology that I think is going to be a game changer for secure connectivity in a very dangerous cyber world. And I think you guys are onto something, but your value, the value of your technology is with what we were talking about, with more and more people saying, you know what, this working from home thing isn't too bad. This remote working thing, even knuckleheads like me are able to say, you know, I've been resisting this for the last 20 years, but I may have to change my mind. When their accountant brought them the numbers, it said, if we keep doing this, we can save millions of dollars in rent and travel expense and hours of productivity. They're not on the road commuting. I think you're onto something. I want you to tell the audience about what your company does.
Well, what we do is we are a cybersecurity company at Eclipsis, and we are actually the creators of Micro Token Exchange, or MTE. And the premise really behind it is, if real data continues to get lost, hacked, stolen, or intercepted, stop using real data and use micro tokens instead. Because if you're not sending the real data, it's very hard to steal what's not there. So by using our micro token exchange technology, you're able to secure those data transmissions. Now, as we relate it to working at home, now IT professionals are used to securing an environment in a location, in an office space, and they build these perimeter defenses and they build these firewalls and do everything they can to make their systems impenetrable. And, you know, in most cases, they do a pretty good job. Still penetrable, but a pretty good job. But once you start introducing now that they have 25, 35, or 50 employees working from home, now the ecosystem that they're trying to protect just
right.
became vastly
That's right.
bigger and vastly more difficult.
And can I stick that something in there? Let me stick something in there, Stephen, because one of the things that I've been talking about since day one of the show is the vertical integration of small businesses for the last 35 years with big businesses. We're not just vendors. We've become vertically integrated partners. Boeing doesn't manufacture airliners. They assemble them. Many of those parts made by small businesses that are essential to the quality and the safety of that company. And so when these guys start going remote because of the pandemic, some of these people start working more remote, the connectivity to the mothership is becoming even – As you're saying, the enhanced need for security is now, however much money you're saving by them not being in an office, you got to spend that money on cybersecurity, don't you?
Well, you certainly have to spend some of it. Think about that remote individual who's supplying
the
parts for the
Boeing airplane. I'm trying to get your prices up here. I'm trying to get your prices up, Stephen.
Yep. I appreciate that, but I want to make sure the readers are getting reality and make sure that they're getting, you know, good, clear, concise information so they can, you know, certainly understand everything that's happening. Security is paramount. It always has been paramount. But now it's about 10x because of what's transpiring. Think about the example that you just gave, Jim. Well, that small little vendor to supply those parts may need a harder piece of those blueprints of those parts to be sent to them.
That's right.
Well, how do they get it now transmitted securely? Well, MTE is one of the best ways to do that. That's just a perfect example of reasons that right. the small business needs to have the same type of security as the big guys.
And see, here's another letter. I've been talking to my people about my audience about these letters. We got a quality letter in the 90s. We got a Y2K letter in the late 90s. We got a sustainability letter in the last decade. Now we're getting cybersecurity letters. We're going to get an MTE letter soon, I think, if we're connected. What do you think from our customers?
Yeah. I think that MTE is going to play a big part moving forward in society and protecting folks.
I need your website. I need your website, Stephen.
Sure. www.eclypsis.com. Come visit.
All right. Look up MicroToken Exchange, folks, MTE. Hey, Stephen, good job today. Come back soon, sooner than later.
Pleasure to speak with you, Jim. Take care.
We'll see you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.